A large explosion has occurred outside Kabul airport in Afghanistan. The United States says that there are casualties, but details remain unclear at this point. Initial reports suggest that the blast was caused by a suicide bomber. It took place at a gate entrance where British troops are based. The area had already been closed off following warnings of a terrorist threat. Simon Marks joins us live now for more on this. Simon, what's the Pentagon saying about this explosion? And has it been confirmed if it's a suicide bombing, as some reports are suggesting?
Dawn, this is absolutely the worst possible news at Kabul airport. This attack took place near the Baron Hotel, which is near the Abbey Gate entrance to Kabul airport. That is the entrance where you have seen on video reports over the last several days thousands of Afghans and American, British and other foreign nationals gathering to try and get access into the airfield. The Taliban says that 13 people, including children, were killed in what U.S. officials are calling a complex suicide bomb attack. They say that a bomber wearing a suicide vest was responsible for the explosion, but that there was also some kind of simultaneous engagement of gunfire. As many as four U.S. troops are said by the State Department to have been either wounded or killed in this attack. President Biden was made aware of the situation. The reports came in while he was in the Situation Room at the White House, meeting with his national security staff, including his defense secretary, his secretary of state, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And all of this, of course, comes after the president has spent the last several days warning the American people and American citizens and other foreign nationals in Afghanistan of the threat of a terror attack on the airport. Indeed, last night, the US, British and Australian governments simultaneously put out a security alert urging their citizens to stay away from the airport. There are reports of a second explosion. The French ambassador to Afghanistan warned French nationals and their Afghan at-risk Afghans they were hoping to evacuate to get away from the airport amid reports of a second blast. And now there are media reports from the scene saying that some kind of second explosion has occurred. So a dynamically changing, tragic environment on the ground at Kabul airport. And this, of course, massively complicates the situation that President Biden is confronting and the calculations that he now has to do about how he's going to get this evacuation effort concluded and not leave thousands of Americans and Afghan citizens behind in Afghanistan.
Simon, it is an extremely fragile situation, a tragic situation there now. And given that you were speaking about Joe Biden's challenges, how is it going to affect those ongoing evacuations at this point?
Well, I think that there's no question that there's going to be an impact. We think we're going to be hearing from the Pentagon shortly. There was a previously scheduled press conference that is due to get underway here. President Biden, in about 45 minutes' time, is supposed to be meeting the Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett at the White House for a meeting that clearly is not going to be top of mind for the U.S. president today. But there will be an opportunity for reporters at the start of that meeting to get some reaction from him to this dreadful news from Afghanistan. He had already instructed the State Department and the Pentagon to draw up contingency plans, as he put it, in case the timeline for the U.S. evacuation effort needed to be shifted. Now, that was generally taken to mean here, in case the president decided the job couldn't get done by August the 31st and he needed to give it more time. But you can equally argue that what the president had in mind was the necessity, possibly, of terminating the evacuation effort earlier and getting U.S. troops out faster. And with these reports that three or four American service personnel have either been wounded or killed in this attack, there will, I think, be voices around that Situation Room table urging President Biden to terminate this operation as quickly as possible and get U.S. forces out as quickly as possible, and then worry about what happens to all those Americans and Afghans you leave behind once you've successfully evacuated the airport. It's a desperate situation for any American president to find themselves in.
Simon, thank you for that update. Simon Marks there, live in Washington, D.C.